We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes. V'zehu tiku b'chodesh shofar, v'chulu, etc. Eidus b'hiyosef samoy. Rav Nosson Zal has based this halacha on a chapter on Likutei Moran, which discusses Rosh Hashanah, and we've spoken also quite a bit about Rosh Hashanah so far. Now he's taking the pasuk, which Rabbeinu Zal bases this chapter on, and not just the pasuk, but that whole after that pasuk, there's another the pasuk tiku b'chodesh shofar that we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but then after that there's a pasuk that speaks about Yosef Hatzadik, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie that in here now. V'dosh Rabbi Seinu Zal, our rabbis tell us, b'Rosh Hashanah yotza Yosef mibeis ha'asurim. That it was on Rosh Hashanah when Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of prison by Paroi at the time. V'ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo b'schus Yosef. And as we mentioned earlier, the main character who helped Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim in many respects was mainly in the schus of Yosef HaTzadik. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him. That was the battering ram, in a sense, that was going to be used to get out of Mitzrayim, to get across the Red Sea. V'chol hashloisha regolim kulam heim zecher litzias Mitzrayim. And the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, all commemorate our leaving Egypt. We left on Pesach. Our goal in leaving was to get to Har Sinai, which was on Shavuos. And then while we were out there in the desert, we made Sukkos. Nimtza, Shegam Iker Kedushas HaShloisha Regolim, Nimshach Mebechinas Rosh Hashanah, She'oz Yotza Yosef Mibeis HaSurim. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we see from here that the three holidays which are related to Yetzias Mitzrayim also draw their holiness from Rosh Hashanah, which is when Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of Egypt, and he was taken out of prison, and his being taken out of prison was a major stepping stone in leaving Egypt. Shaydeze yotzu mimitzrayim. V'zochinu l'kdushas ha'shloisha regolim. As a result of Yosef HaTzadik coming out of prison, we were able to leave Egypt eventually, and all the three holidays that celebrate that. Ki ikar b'chinas kiddush ha'chodesh, shehu tikun pigimas halavona, shayidei zeh kiddushas kol ha'regolim, because the main concept of the new moon and declaring the new month, which is a correction, a tikun, for the defectiveness of the moon, upon which is based the three holidays, kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Oso Yoreach Lemoyadim. Hashem created the moon for our holidays. Our holidays are dictated to by the moon. The moon declares when the new month begins, and our holidays are based on the lunar month, the 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Tishrei. And all of that is Hualidei Kedushas Rosh Hashanah. And it's all based on the holiness of Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Barash Chodesh. Because Rosh Hashanah is the holiday that comes out on Rosh Chodesh, on the new month, the new moon. She'oz Oymer Hashem Yisborach Bi'atzmoi, and that's when Hashem himself says, Haviu Olai Kapora. It's on Rosh Chodesh that Hashem says to the Jewish people, bring a sacrifice to atone for me, for the fact that I did something against the moon. I lessened the light of the moon. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Torah Aleph and Likutei Moran Tanina. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing the connection between Rosh Hashanah, when Yosef HaTzadik came out of prison, and Yosef HaTzadik was one of the main factors in our getting out of Egypt. And our getting out of Egypt is one of the main factors in the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. So we have already a connection between the three holidays and Rosh Hashanah, which is when Yosef HaTzadik went out of prison. In addition, we know that the holidays are based on the lunar month, which is based on Rosh Chodesh, which is again Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Rosh Chodesh, which is the one day when Hashem says, even I'm doing tshuva. Hashem is doing tshuva for having wronged the moon, in a sense. Those al yedei sheYisrael oisin tshuva. And then on Rosh Hashanah, which is on Rosh Chodesh, when the Jewish people do tshuva, by our doing tshuva, by our repenting for our misdeeds, we assist also in bringing an atonement and achieving a forgiveness for Hashem, kavyochel. This is a very delicate point, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain it. Because we know a major rule in Yiddishkeit is that when we do something down below here, it causes a reaction above in heaven. As the Pasuk says, Beloikim nasechoyil. Nasechoyil, when we do something major down here, Beloikim, it affects Hashem himself. Hashem, when we move, Hashem moves. There's a pasuk, Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow, your shade or your shadow. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh said, this means just like a shadow, every move you make, your shadow moves with you. Kaviyochel, every move Klal Yisrael makes, every move a Jew makes, Hashem moves with me. I affect movement in Hashem himself. Now listen to this. Ki ho avoido tzorech gavoya. Because our service down here below, our mitzvois, our karbonois, our tefilois, are tzorech gavoya. They are a need of Hashem. Kaviyochel, Hashem needs our avoido. V'ho boho talya. And we are dependent on each other. Kemoi she'ikara hascholas tshuvosenu b'Rosh Hashanah, just like our ability to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah is dependent on Hashem. Because Hashem was so nice to us in making Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh, which is the one day a year where Hashem himself is apologizing, that gives us an open door. If Hashem can apologize, then of course I can apologize. Hashem was the epitome of perfection. If by Hashem it was possible for it to seem as if there was something imperfect and as if Hashem is apologizing, then for sure we human beings who are far from perfection, for sure we can apologize. And it makes sense that our apology should be accepted. So just like our tshuva on Rosh Hashanah is dependent on Hashem, you know, it's a move that Hashem makes that makes it much easier and much better for us to do tshuva. She'oz hu yisporach bi'atzmai mevakesh kapora. On Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Hashanah, Hashem himself asks for forgiveness for the fact that he lessened the light of the sun. And that gives us an opening to be able to come before Hashem and apologize. We mentioned this in the past many times, that when two people get into a fight or disagreement, some kind of major disagreement, when one of them realizes that he's wrong, that doesn't mean that he's ready yet to apologize. Because apologizing for many people is extremely difficult. For me to admit that I was wrong and ask for forgiveness, that's two major hurdles. That's two mountains that I have to climb. And most people can't get to the first one, get to first base. But, if the other person preempts me and the other person comes to me, the other person who knows that I was really wrong, he knows that I'm wrong, but he knows how difficult it is for me to acknowledge it and to admit it, and to clear the air, to put closure to the situation. And the other person says, you know what? I'm going to make it easier for him. I'm going to go over to him. I'm going to find a way to show that I was also wrong. And I'm going to focus on the fact that I was wrong, and I want to apologize for what I did. And I think that that's going to make it incredibly easier for him to be able to say, whoa, if he's saying he was wrong, and I know he wasn't really wrong, you know, if his wrong is a drop compared to what I did wrong, then that makes it much easier for me to say, and I also want to apologize because I really did something stupid or terrible, etc., etc. Kaviyochel, Hashem does this for Klal Yisrael every Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is called Zman Kapora L'chol Toldoisam. It's a major day of tshuva for all of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem set things up in such a way when he first created the world that Hashem had a whole altercation with the moon and a whole debate. And the bottom line of the debate was, you know, Hashem said, you know what? Let's say you're right. Let's say you're right. And let's say that I apologize. I'm sorry. And to show that I'm apologizing, on Rosh Chodesh, every month, the Jewish people are going to bring a so'ir l'Hashem. They're going to bring a goat to atone for Hashem. It'll be Hashem's way of apologizing to the moon. Why on Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Chodesh is the birthday of the moon. That's the moon's birthday. So by Hashem making Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, which is the major day of tshuva of the entire year, this again is an incredible act of kindness on the part of Hashem. And it's Hashem taking the initiative. It's Hashem making the first move to make it so much easier for us to do what we need to do. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, in our chapter of Likut Imran, that this halach is based on. So just like Hashem makes it easy for us, Hashem sets up the whole board, the whole chessboard, you know, to make it much, much easier for us. Kemoi kein al yidei zeh biatzmoi. Similarly, when we are zoicha on Rosh Hashanah to do our tshuva, through our tshuva, we bring atonement and forgiveness to Hashem. Because everything is dependent on our tshuva. And this is the main concept behind when the Gemara says that Hashem asks the Jewish people, Haviu olai kapora, bring an atonement for me. What is Hashem saying there? She'onu b'nei Yisrael, we the Jewish people, onu daiko, we specifically, tzrichin lohavi olav kapora. We have to do something for Hashem, to release Hashem, to get Hashem forgiven. We have to, it's dependent on us. Al shemietes hayoreach, over the fact that Hashem lessened the light of the moon. Shemishom kol hapegomim, and that's actually the root of all sins, of all defects in this world, all the problems, everything, it all originates from Hashem lessening the light of the moon. Ki hakol toloi bonu, because everything is dependent on us, Klal Yisrael. Hashem is dependent on us. What are you saying? Are you crazy? That's sacrilegious. That's nuts. No. Come on, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki ein chovush matir esatzmai mibeis asurim, kemuva betikunim. We have a famous rule in the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh that a person who's in prison can't get himself out of prison. He needs somebody on the outside to release him. And the Tikkuni Zohar says that kaviyochel, this applies even to Hashem, that when Hashem is in prison, when Hashem says, I'm in trouble because I did something wrong to lessen the light of the sun, when Hashem makes it appear that way, in order to release Hashem, Hashem cannot release himself. The rule is that the one in trouble can't release himself. And this is where Hashem is dependent on us. Hashem needs our tshuva. He needs initiative from Klal Yisrael, kaviyochel, to release. But when we do tshuva, our tshuva releases Hashem also. And that's why the Gemara uses that wording that Hashem said, Haviu olai kapora, you, the Jewish people, bring an atonement for me. Meaning, you have to do something for me. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei ha-tshuva she'onu oisim b'Rosh Hashanah, through the tshuva that we, Klal Yisrael, do on Rosh Hashanah, Ayidei Zeh Mevi'in Olov Kaporo Yisborach. Through that, we bring an atonement to Hashem, for Hashem. Vayidei Zeh Nesmalei Pegima Salavona, and that's how we fill in the defectiveness of the moon. Shezehu Bechinas Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the concept of the declaration that's made on Rosh Chodesh, Mekudesh Mekudesh, that the new moon is declared holy. Shemishom Kol Harigolim. And it's from Rosh Chodesh that all the holidays are based on. Nimtza. We see, therefore, based on what we just explained, Sheikr Bechinas Kiddush HaChodesh. Shehu Tikun Pegimas Halavona. Rosh Hashanah, that the main concept of sanctifying the new moon, which is the tikkun for the pigam of the moon, is based on Rosh Hashanah. Because even though every Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tshuva, but Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate day of Tshuva, and it's the first one of the 10, the Aser Simei Tshuva. V'al kein, and therefore, Kol Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shubachinas Kedushas Hashalosh Regolim, our entire exit from Egypt, which is the foundation of the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, Bechinas Kiddush HaChodesh, Bechinas HaChodesh HaZelochem Roish Chodoshim, Shehi Mitzvah Rishonish, and Estavim Oishabes Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is tied into the sanctifying of the moon. As the Torah says, that this month of Nisan is declared the first of the months. And that was the first mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed upon leaving Egypt. Kol tikkun zeh nimshach mi Rosh Hashanah. All of this originates from and is based on the Rosh Hashanah. Hainu, what does this mean? Ki gam oz. Heir aleihem behelim godel kiddushas Rosh Hashanah. When it came to the Jews leaving Egypt, which was on Pesach, what does Pesach have to do with Rosh Hashanah? When it came to the Jews leaving Egypt on Pesach, Hashem shone upon us the holiness of Rosh Hashanah. Bizchus Yosef sheyotza b'Rosh Hashanah mibeis asurim. Via the merit of Yosef HaTzadik, that coffin of Yosef HaTzadik which led the Jews out of Egypt, we know that Yosef HaTzadik's light began to shine on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is when he was taken out of Egypt, and that was when everything started to turn around. Up until then, the Jews were in slavery, and when Yosef HaTzadik was taken out, up until then, Yaakov Avinu and his sons went down to Egypt. But when Yosef HaTzadik went down to Egypt himself, and he went down as a slave, and he worked in the house of Potiphar, and then he got himself into prison for a couple of years, and then a couple of more years. And when Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of Egypt, and he became the viceroy of Paroi, that was the beginning. That was the preparation that gave him the ability to set aside Goshen, to make all the preparations that when Yaakov Avinu and his sons would come down to Egypt, they would be able to last. They would have a Torah with, they would have the yeshivas set up, they would have everything set up, that even though they would be enslaved and they would all pass away there, and even though there would be hundreds of years afterwards until Moshe Rabbeinu, still, Yosef HaTzadik laid the groundwork for them to be able to make it through that exile. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Eidus bihi Yosef Shemoi, that the testimony through Tiku b'chodesh Shofar, the Pasuk, that chapter of Tehillim starts speaking about Rosh Hashanah, and then it mentions Yosef HaTzadik. And this is why the Gemara tells us that one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in understanding was when Hashem taught him the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, how to be able to know when it's the new month. Because declaring the new month, declaring the moon as holy, is the concept of correcting the defect of the moon. Sheze b'chinas sheirish ha-tshuva. And that's the roots. That's getting to the roots of tshuva. B'chinas havi olai kapora. As the Gemara says, that Hashem says to the Jews, bring an atonement for me in the fact that I lessen the light of the moon. And we said that that's the springboard for us being able to apologize to Hashem for everything we have to apologize for. And we know that the beginning of tshuva, starting tshuva, is very difficult. As we mentioned earlier, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had such difficulty understanding the Kiddush HaChodesh, the new, because that's the whole concept of tshuva, and that's the whole concept of the beginning of tshuva, which is so difficult. Until Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the secret of Kiddush HaChodesh, Shehu Shoyrech HaTshuva, which is the beginning, the roots of tshuva, the foundation of tshuva, Shemaschil Mei Rosh Hashanah, which begins from Rosh Hashanah, Shebo Yotza Yosef, that's when Yosef HaTzadik went out of prison, Shaydei Zeh Hoyo Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is the main thing that brought about the Jews being able to leave Egypt. This, the merit of Yosef HaTzadik, which is connected to Rosh Hashanah. Shehu b'chinas Kiddush HaChodesh. And we said Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to Kiddush HaChodesh. That was the first mitzvah that we received from Hashem upon leaving Egypt. B'chinas Kiddushas HaSholosh Rigolim. And it's also connected to the three holidays, which are based on Kiddush HaChodesh, which are based on the month, on Rosh Chodesh, and which are based on Yitzias Mitzrayim. A little bit deep, but if you review it, if you try to digest it, we can understand it, hopefully, on our level. V'yalkein kova hatano din Kiddush HaChodesh b'maseches Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand also why, when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi organized all the Mishnayos, he organized the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, of blessing the new moon, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Ki ikar b'chinas Kiddush HaChodesh hu al yedei Rosh Hashanah. Because the whole concept of blessing the new month, the new moon, and correcting the defect of the moon, which is based on tshuva, is all dependent on Rosh Hashanah, which is the real beginning of tshuva. Shekova oisi yisborach barachmav hatsumim b'Rosh Chodesh. Hashem established Rosh Hashanah as a result of Hashem's tremendous kindness. He established this major judgment day on Rosh Chodesh. Shehu chesed godol ve'elyon moed. This is a tremendous, tremendous act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Because we said there's no time when it's easier for us to apologize to Hashem and to appease Hashem than on Rosh Chodesh, when Hashem himself is apologizing. Hashem himself is acknowledging that he needs a tikkun, which is dependent on us, like we showed earlier. V'alkein gam ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo al yidei ribuy hatzaokos v'hazaokos. Now you'll understand also why one of the most effective ingredients in making it possible for the Jews to leave Egypt was our screaming to Hashem, our crying out to Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Vanitzak el Hashem Aleikenu, we cried out to Hashem, Vayar esonyenu v'samolenu v'slatzenu, and Hashem saw our suffering. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Vayayonchu b'nei Yisrael me'avoida, the Jews were sighing and krechtzing from the hard labor that they had. Vayizaku, Vaital Shavos Malakim, they screamed, they cried out, and our prayers reached Hashem. Hainu, this ties in with what we were just learning. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim, ha'yidei b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. We showed earlier that one of the main things that helped us leave Egypt was the power of Rosh Hashanah, the power of Yosef HaTzadik, who was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. She'ikaroi hu b'chinas koilos. What is Rosh Hashanah all about? Screaming to Hashem. Us screaming, the shofar blasting. Rosh Hashanah is all about those koilos. B'chinas mi ma'amakim k'rosich Hashem. Hashem, I cry out to you from the depths. B'chinas koil shofar, the sound of the shofar. Shehu b'chinas min ha'meitzar k'rosiko. I cry out to Hashem from the constriction. The shofar is shaped that it's wide on one end, narrow on the other end. That's min hametzar korosiko. I'm crying out Hashem from my constriction. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyadei Yosef, sheyotze barosh Hashanah mibeisu asurim kanal. Because yitzias Mitzrayim was brought about through Yosef Hatzadik, who came out. His light shone on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah is when he was taken out of prison. Kigam Yosef yotze b'Rosh Hashanah al yedei tzakosoy l'Hashem Yisborach. Because Yosef HaTzadik also left his imprisonment on Rosh Hashanah. How? Through his screaming to Hashem, through his crying out to Hashem. Kama shekosov shom achar psukei tikwanal. Like if you follow the psukim we quoted earlier, tiku b'choy de shofar b'choy edus b'hi Yosef l'omoy. Afterwards it says, Batsoro koroso va'achal tzeko. You cried out to me when you were suffering, Hashem says, and I saved you, I released you. That refers to Yosef HaTzadik being released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. It refers to Klal Yisrael being released from Egypt on Pesach. We have that connection. We have that beautiful connection. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this whole topic of Rosh Hashanah a little more clearly.